Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's coming right down to the wire. Yes, it is. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman, sitting in for Chris Broussard, and we're together calling it The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today. I don't know why you did. I guess I got you got the short straw, but I tell you what, it's a pleasure working with you.
Not at all.
Rob Parker. Are you kidding me? We go way, way back for people who do not know. I love this guy. I was bummed out this year because I was going to have lunch with Andy and a bunch of guys from Cincinnati, and my flight, remember, Andy, Southwest, they screwed me. I mean, twice. The flight kept getting delayed, and it was too late, and I didn't get to see Andy.
You were
this
more
time.
Bummed out that you couldn't go to the Montgomery and Boathouse than seeing me.
No, I wanted to see you. I hadn't seen you in years, but I am coming back this summer. I'm definitely coming back. I'm going to plan it out.
My treat.
And you
can stay at my house if you want.
Man, I appreciate you. But I'm going to take a different airline to make sure I make it there. How's that?
Go by bus, maybe, really.
Yeah, right?
There we go. All right. Let's get into this. By the way, Thanksgiving, you know, so many people have so many stories about family, friendship, football, food, whatever it may be. You know, I hate to be the Debbie Downer of the bunch here, but there are some people that are lonely on Thanksgiving. You know, we haven't touched on that. And I was one of those guys. When I first moved to Kentucky many moons ago,
You didn't know anybody Thanksgiving?
I didn't know. So I was transferred here from New Hampshire by a company called Sports Service. And I worked at a racetrack, at Latonya Racetrack, which is no longer. They changed the name. They new ownership. And okay. I was brought here. Knew nothing. Not a soul. So what did I do on Thanksgiving Day? I drove down to Churchill Downs to the races. They had a buffet in the press box. I ate there. And then I came home. I mean, that was it. I mean, there are some people who don't have many friends, who don't have much of a life. And my life hasn't changed that much since. I don't have many friends. But honestly, there are some people who are lonely on Thanksgiving Day. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. Don't be lonely. We're here to help you through the day and night.
No doubt about it. That's a great message. And, you know, Sean Powell, who's an NBA writer, for NBA.com, and he was a columnist in New York at Newsday. And I remember when Sean first came to New York, I happened to be home. No, I was working at Newsday as well, and Sean didn't. His family wasn't with him. His wife or what? Like his family wasn't with him for Thanksgiving. And I asked him what was he doing or whatever. And maybe I was still working in Detroit and I was home for Thanksgiving. And I invited Sean to come over to have dinner with my family. And he posts his story every year almost on Facebook because he was going to have Thanksgiving by himself. And I just invited him. He said we treated him great and my mom was a great cook and all that, Andy. So, yes, it's always good to reach out to people.
Right.
If somebody is around and you're with your family, people just want to be around and eat and laugh, and it's a good time. That's what's great about Thanksgiving. There's no gifts. It's about family and food. That's what it's about.
Right. We're about 69 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and Las Vegas has taken a 33-30 lead over Dallas, which doesn't bode well for the Dallas Cowboys, which, and they call them America's team. You know, I don't know how they got the
moniker. I call them South America's team because they always finish under 500.
Right. I mean, I don't know. You know, I think America's team, if you're going to pick one, probably the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, those guys, their fans travel better than any team in America. They really do. I think the Steelers are more of America's team than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys, and obviously they sell a lot of merchandise. They're the number one ranked value. I mean, the Cowboys, that name, that star, that's synonymous. But is this a moment here, Andy, with the score 33-30, that Dak Prescott, is this one of those moments? Because people talk about Dak and whether or not he's elite or not. I know he gets paid like he's an elite quarterback, but I don't believe he's elite. He's not with the Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's and people of that ilk, Patrick Mahomes and guys like that. I think he's in a second tier. Not in the top tier.
Well, I will say this. Let's put a little addendum on this deal because Amari Cooper and C.D. Lamb are not playing today for Dallas, which is a big, big hole.
Okay, however, you know what? I'm gonna. Yeah. This is where I'm gonna push back on people who make that excuse.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers went to Arizona, and the Cardinals were 7-0 at the time. Do you remember without his top three receivers?
Right.
And
right.
They won the football game. And my point is. That's, if everything has to be right in order for you to win, then you're not elite. Elite means you lead your team sometime when the defense is stinky, right? And you need 45 points because your defense ain't stopping anybody. Or you don't have all your weapons and you make guys who are on the practice squad or didn't even play, all of a sudden they have a big game because you're throwing them the football or whatever. And I think there's a difference that for those guys who make it happen when they don't have everything working. And I think that's where elite guys come in. You can't always use an excuse that, oh, I didn't have this, or they didn't run the ball well, or the defense was leaky. Those things happen.
Right. You make a great point about that because you go back to the years that Tom Brady played in New England. How many Hall of Fame receivers did he have?
There you go.
He made the receivers. They didn't make him. That's the key. He didn't have any divas on New England. And that's the thing. I mean, is there anybody who was a receiver on New England when Brady played that will end up in Canton, Ohio? I don't know. I mean, maybe one or two. That's about it. So the thing is that Dak Prescott has to make something out of the guys that are playing right now. Cooper's not playing. Lamb's not playing. That's okay. Other guys are in there to step up. Okay, Doc, make them look good. Make them. You make them. They don't make you. You make them.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about when you talk about elite. If you talk about all the other stuff and everything being perfect and all that, most guys in the NFL, we've seen guys who are just adequate quarterbacks win Super Bowls, right? Because the defense was outstanding or the running back was great. So we're talking about the elite of the elite, and this is a big game for the Cowboys. Obviously, they're going to win the division because the NFC least is easy. That's not even the issue. They're 7-3, but in the NFC, there's a lot of good teams, Andy, and you need a quarterback who can sometimes win you a game when everything's not right.
Right. And now the good news, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, if they're America's team, because everybody roots for the Dallas Cowboys, they will lose today. Then they got New Orleans, and New Orleans is pretty well banged up. That game is at New Orleans next week. But then they got games against Washington, the Giants, Washington again. Arizona could be a problem, and then Philadelphia. So basically, they may have one speed bump the rest of the way, and that Arizona game was on the 2nd of January.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule's favorable. As I said, they could win the division, but it is still comes down to it. This is the issue, is that Dak, for his career, is 13-20 against teams that finish over 500. And this year, they were 2-2. And 2 years ago, because he was hurt last year, but 2 years ago, they were 2-9 against teams that finish over 500. This was always my knock on Matthew Stafford in Detroit, is that he never beat the good teams. We're starting to see a little of that with the Rams, you know, and some of the better competition. Matthew Stafford has struggled, especially the last two games with five turnovers. So you got to win some of these games, Andy, if you're expecting to make a run. And let's not forget, the Cowboys haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1996. Hello? A quarter century?
Yeah, Jerry's not happy with that. Let me run something by you and see if it makes any sense. I put Dak Prescott maybe in the same arena as Baker Mayfield. You know, adequate quarterback can get the job done with great people surrounding him. Baker has the best 1-2 running punch in the league, and Dak has some great receivers, okay? And they've done well. But the point is this, you talk about giving these guys big contracts. Well, what's the option if they don't? That's why Baker Mayfield somehow has the Cleveland Browns against the wall. They're going to sign him, because what's your option?
Well, but then they might not. They might franchise tag him one more year. He had a really good year last year. They won 11 games. They beat the Steelers in the playoffs, Andy. But this year has been, and I think he's hurt, and he's trying to play through it this year. But he hasn't looked nearly as good, and there's some question marks, because normally you don't want to wait to sign your starting quarterback if you believe in him, because it only costs you more. That's what the Cowboys did with Dak, and now this guy's making like $40, $50 million. You know what I mean?
Because
they waited. So you got to make a commitment to him to try to save yourself. And the only reasons that I think teams don't commit to quarterbacks and they wait is that they don't really believe in them, and I think
that's what you
have.
Okay, now the game is tied. It's just with 19 seconds to go. I don't know how long that field goal was, but the Dallas Cowboys tied it up. It's 33 apiece now with about 19 seconds left on the clock, and it looks like this game's headed for overtime.
Well, I mean, he could have gone four and out, right? If the Raiders could have stopped him, so he got him down there. Couldn't get the game winner, but got him the tie, and now overtime, so this will be interesting. But I'm still... I don't know. I have never bought into Dak being an elite quarterback, despite some of the numbers. Because you can see it, and we talk about this before. You could put up big numbers against bad teams, and then mediocre numbers the rest of the way, and then you look and go, "Man, that guy's got great numbers," you know.
Yeah,
doesn't it matter who you beat, Andy?
It certainly does. Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you what, people are quick to the draw here, especially in the National Football League. You know, the season's just about half over right now, and they were saying he's won like the Comeback Player of the Year award.
Right, or MVP.
Happening. Right, I don't see that happening. I mean, look, I don't know who else is on the list for a Comeback Player of the Year, but right now, you know, he loses this game today, and he lost last week to Kansas City. I don't see him getting a Comeback Player of the Year award.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it has to be more than just numbers, and it has to matter about like who you're beating, and what was the circumstances
and how you're beating them.
Yeah, and how you beat them. Like, did you really have a hand in it? I brought up the Aaron Rodgers and a game like that where a team is 7-0. You're going to the desert, right? A primetime game on a short week, Andy, and you're without your top three receivers.
Right.
Like that's a big-time win. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, perhaps the Comeback Player of the Year. It could be Kyler Murray, what he's done with Arizona. Maybe. I don't have a vote. And that's good, because I don't have to do a lot of homework to figure out who's going to get the award. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, it might very well be Kyler Murray, what he's done with the Arizona Cardinals, which I think right now are probably the best team in the league.
I'm still not convinced. I know it's not as clear-cut this year. I know they've won the most, right? They've won the most games. But I don't know. I'm still I'm not sure they're the best team.
Yeah, it's one of those awards.
I don't know who is. I don't even know.
And it's an award you don't want to get. I mean, you have to have had a really bad year to get the award the following year, and you never want to get that award again. You really don't.
Yeah. No, you don't. You would rather it not be the case.
Right.
But we want to hear from you guys as well. 877-99 on Fox.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we'll take some phone calls, you know. And your reaction on the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, are they America's team? You know, how big a game is this? Should they lose today? They're going into overtime for sure. So let us know. 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Rob Parker, I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Your call's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Are the Cowboys still contenders? Well, you tell us. This is The Odd Couple. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. You tell us at 877-99 on Fox. That translates to 877-996-6369. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, as you mentioned, this is a TV theme song Thursday. TV theme song Thursday. Lay it on me, Rob Parker.
King of the Hill right there, right?
There you go. There you go. There you go.
No video games at the table.
All right.
Yeah, some of those shows are ridiculous. They've been on like the animated shows, like for a gazillion. You know, Gunsmoke used to be the longest running TV show, and like The Simpsons has been on 30 years. Like
that's amazing. That amazes me.
Right? Absolutely crazy on how this plays out. Here we are. With the Cowboys, 877-99 on Fox. We want a chance to jump in and just talk about where we are. We know the game is in overtime. Coming up, too, at the bottom of the hour, Ryan Hollins, former NBA player and analyst, current NBA analyst on television and radio. He will join us. We'll talk some NBA because obviously – this football game has everybody on edge. I mean, it's a big. I get it that the Cowboys are going to win. And you're right, for the Raiders, they're trying to save their season. What a disaster this year has been for the Raiders when you think about. I think they started 3-0. Am I right?
Yes, they did. But how much do you think that off the field problem really translated to their poor performance on the field? I'm one of those guys that says, look. You know, you don't have to like your teammate, but when you strap it on, you're going to war and you're all going for the same purpose to win that ring and get that cash. So I think that even if you have a problem off the field, even if you hate your teammate, you're going out there to do the best you can. So the excuses that I hear from media people and all that garbage, well, the John Gruden thing. I will say this, though. I would think that John Gruden was a greater preparer for a game preparer than what they have right now. I think the guy really worked his rear end off, and I think that as far as game planning, is one of the best in the business is John Gruden. So I think that hurt them, but I don't think his getting fired hurt them. There must have been
a percentage. Came out and won. Remember, they played well the game after he was fired, but now I think have lost 3 in a row and are struggling. So they're at 5-5. So this is a big game. We get it. It's on the road in Dallas, and you know that they were 7.5-point underdogs, so they weren't expected to win, but they had a lead in this game, and the Raiders desperately need it. Whereas Dallas is 7-3, and win or lose, they're going to win the NFC least, right? We got that. Yeah, they're going to win the division, but still, I think in the NFC of hierarchy. Dallas needs to win this game coming off the bad loss they had last week.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys because they call themselves America's team and everybody calls them America's team, but you got to give, like him or not, you got to give Jerry Jones a lot of credit for that branding, what he has done to make that team America's team, which he's done. I mean, he really has, you know, and good, bitter, and different. They talk about America's team. They'll always be on TV for Thanksgiving because people love watching the Dallas Cowboys. They have a tremendous rooting interest. But still in all, as you said, it's been 25-plus years since they've won anything. Really?
Right. That's the part that's so crazy is all the talk about the Cowboys. They have like 4 playoff wins in those 25 years. And it coincides with Jimmy Johnson leaving. Basically, I know they won the one championship with Barry Switzer, but right. That was with Jimmy's players. You know, that was the next year. That team was already put together. But since then, the common denominator is Jerry Jones and him and his family running the Cowboys like a mom and pop store. And
right.
And it's been a disaster if you really want to be honest about. I know they already put Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame and whatnot, you know, but. In reality, he's done a bad job with the Cowboys, considering the resources that they have, considering all the hype about that organization. and for them not to forget about getting to the Super Bowl even. They haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 96. Think about that. Forget about
losing. What was the criteria? What was the criteria for putting Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I have no idea how he got in, except maybe, as I say, the branding and also the ability to split revenues amongst all the franchises, which was one of his ideas, really.
Except for when it comes to merchandise, I think the Cowboys have their own deal. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Ryan, look that up. I think the Cowboys, because they sell so much more merchandise than the rest of the league, I'm almost positive they somehow have a different merchandising deal than everybody else. That was like that in the NBA for Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had a separate deal from everybody else, which is weird because, you know, Andy, in baseball, they split that from the best player to the 26th man on the roster. They all get the same share.
As they should.
Right.
I was just looking over there. They had the field goes a penalty. Daniel Carlson went for a field goal, and they called it back. There was a penalty, so now he's going again with about 4.5 minutes to go in the overtime right now. Score tied. 33-33 Dallas and Vegas, and they got another flag now. I mean, this team is penalty prone, this Vegas team, and really and truly, that to me,
that's
more than
coaching.
Anything else, was the reason they lost to the Bengals the other day. You know, I thought they played them head on, but every time they had a drive, they had a holding penalty. They brought it back, and there was pass interference penalties. It was amazing.
Now they can't get out of field goal range, right? They're at the 16. I mean, they should make this, right?
They should. They should make it. But you know what?
Is this for the game?
This is game.
Yeah, this will be game if they make this.
Yeah, and you know, to be a death knell, be a bang bang notch in the coffin of the Dallas Cowboys. Not good. Not good for the Cowboys.
No.
Here we go. There's the kick. It's up. It doesn't look good. It hit the crossbar. Hit the bar. Hit the bar on the right side, off right.
Wait a minute. There's a false start? What's the deal?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, another flag and another false start.
Offside, looks like. You know, it's amazing. Oh. I mean, the penalty situation. And you know what? You
it's
hit it
crazy.
On the head. That's coaching.
Have they moved the ball back to the 50 yet? I mean, what?
It's amazing. This is amazing. It's like nobody wants to win. But again, you don't see those penalties on well-coached teams. I don't see those penalties on New England, all right? I don't see Bill Belichick and his teams with those kind of penalties. That's just stupidity, laziness. And look, I remember when the late Paul Brown, when he used to coach, he said he only coached for 45 minutes, but he did things over and over and over again until you got it right. There's no excuse for offsides in a professional game. No excuse.
Right. So now the Raiders have moved the ball up, right? That was a Dallas penalty. So now they're kicking
the 29-yard attempt now.
At point-blank range. If he doesn't make this, I mean, he should be cut.
If he doesn't make this,
he'll
be cut tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to win this.
There you go. It's up, and it looks good right down the middle. And
all
that's
right,
it.
There it is. So the Cowboys lose at home on Thanksgiving to a struggling Raiders team who comes in having lost – what was it, 3 in a row?
Yeah, they lost to Cincinnati.
Yeah, they lost 3 in a row. Yeah. And the Cowboys, again, I mean, this is just another sign that maybe the Cowboys just aren't really who we thought they were when you look at some of their wins and what they've done. And then, you know, they lost to Denver at home. I mean, some of the games, you start to wonder about how good. They lost to Kansas City in Kansas City. But if you remember that game, Andy, Mahomes had no touchdowns in that game,
right,
and they didn't win.
Okay, but here's the question I have for you. You know, and you could say that, you know, we expected more, but I remember watching the Cowboys on Hard Knocks on HBO prior to the season. I don't think anybody expected anything out of that team. And Dak Prescott, he had the shoulder problem. He wasn't practicing. I don't think people expected much out of the Dallas Cowboys this year. Did you?
No, but some people picked them and thought that they had a shot at the Super Bowl. I know there was a lot of talk when they got off to the good start. What'd they run off, like 5 wins in a row?
They lost their first one at Tampa, and then they won 5 in a row.
Yeah,
they beat New England in overtime.
And that was it. Remember that big win in New England? Yeah. They were down in that late, and they beat them in OT. And everybody was like, oh, look at the Cowboys. Here they come. And it was about Dak Prescott being the MVP in the conversation. And now we look at it, and it's Thanksgiving, and they've dropped another one, second straight at home. And 2 in a row overall.
But you said this early on, and I think that's look, you can't choose who you play. But obviously, you have to see who you beat. And I think that's a big deal. It really is. Look, they had one good win early on. They beat New England, but New England was not rolling.
New England wasn't New England. Yeah.
Right. They were rolling at the flat. And they beat them in overtime at that point in time. It was like 35-29. But they beat Carolina. They beat the Giants. They beat Philadelphia. I mean, come on. Really?
Right.
I mean, they beat Minnesota. That team's up and down anyway. They only beat him by four. They beat Denver, then they beat Atlanta, and they trashed Atlanta 43-3. Atlanta's terrible. Terrible. Yep.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And right now, joining us on our celebrity line, Ryan Hollins, NBA vet, does the Rockets TV analyst. And also joining us right here and right now, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Ryan, how you doing?
What up, Ryan?
Hey, what is going on, fellas? Guys, I'm no celebrity, man. You can't put me on a celebrity line. I'm like a D-lister, man.
Not at all, man. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you been doing, man? I'm well, man.
I see you're doing real well. I mean, you know, I don't hear from my man no more. I don't know what's going on.
Man, Rob, stop it, man. Stop. Andy, come on, man. Here goes Rob starting up again. I've been on the line about 10 seconds.
That's what he
man.
Does. That's his thing. That's his motif there. Anyway, I got to ask you this. LeBron James had two spectators removed from his game against the Pacers in Indianapolis last night. I got to ask you, Ryan, when was the last time a player actually had the juice to have a person removed from a ball game?
I've done it before. I'm just not LeBron James. So it just happens when LeBron does it. It makes mainstream media, but I wasn't there. I didn't hear it. But just trust me, I'm going to tell you one thing. These fans went overboard. And I don't have the exact transcripts. I'm sure the league is doing their due diligence. But, you know, I heard something to the extent of, you know, they hope that LeBron's son died in a car accident. And
oh, geez.
Was saying all kind of crazy stuff. So
now that's crazy.
Don't quote me on that. I'm sure the league may put out some reports or not. But I'm going to tell you one thing. For LeBron James to go out and make the move that he did, these fans just got out of control, and things go too far. And it's really unfortunate that people think that they don't just buy a seat to an NBA game. They think that they bought a player. And a lot of these things go far past the sport of basketball, and you expect certain etiquette from fans being in seats. So I think I'm extremely disappointing, but I think LeBron James making that move empowers players to where we can do our job. And I don't want to pull the race car, but I just hate when you're sitting there playing and performing and people think they can throw popcorn at you and yell slurs and slanders at you and certain things. But as a father, that just goes too far, guys, and you know it.
Yeah, there was one, and I can't remember the player, and maybe you guys will remember, but his wife had a stillborn baby, and there was a fan yelling, you know, like that at the guy. He went into – was it Maxwell? Do you remember the story, Andy? He went into
Maxwell?
The stands after him. Yeah. Not Cornbread. No. Another Maxwell. I think he played for the Rockets. I'll find his name. But anyway.
So Vernon Maxwell?
Vernon, I think so. And I remember it was over, you know, him having a stillborn baby. Can you imagine who in their right mind would yell something like
That's
that
disgusting.
To taunt somebody?
Really
it is disgusting. So let's talk about it, Ryan. I want to start there with the Rockets, who finally won their second game of the year. You do the Rockets game. I know they got a lot of young guys. Just give us a little feel on, A, how is it doing the games with them when, you know, most nights you're going to lose. You just got a lot of young kids. And what's the development? Can you see anything there? Do they have enough that if they add some players, they can get better? Because it's pretty bad right now. I think they're, what are they, 2-15?
Yeah. So that was the second win of the season. These expectations were here going in. This is obviously a development year. The big guy that you're looking at is Jalen Green, who unfortunately got hurt around the second quarter of the last game. And, you know, I've watched him improve already. And the one thing is, you know, it's the only way that Jalen Green gets better is by being on the basketball court. And this is intriguing and a very intriguing team. Guys, the Houston Rockets lead the NBA in pace. Now, the Achilles heel is turnovers and free throw misses, avoidable turnovers. But when you have a young team, you get inconsistencies and you don't understand how, you know, the little things are. So, you know, the Rockets were in the game with the Lakers, with Golden State, with Boston, with a number of teams. So last night was no surprise. And, you know, a lot of the points are scored in the paint for our guys, and Chicago doesn't have any rim protection. So, you know, this was a horrible matchup for the Bulls, and anybody can get it on any given night, and, you know, everything just fell in alignment. But, you know, like you said, it's been fun because this isn't like watching the process, the Philadelphia rebuild. We have guys who can play, and they're not just throwing games away. There's some frustration here. There's a lot of pride here in Houston, but you have to have the patience for, you know, seeing a growth and development. But our guys are extremely talented. I mean, Jalen Green, he can jump out the gym. You know, if you guys have probably seen him on the highlights, Christian Wood can play. Jayshon Tate has a high motor. So, you know, there's some guys there. There's some pieces to the puzzle. But, you know, this game is a game of inches, and you win by doing the little things. And when your young stars aren't quite stars yet, it's extremely hard to get wins in the NBA.
Hey. Ryan Hollins, you played the Bulls last night. I tell you what, one of those up-and-comers for the MVP honor maybe this year is DeMar DeRozan on the Bulls. He's brought new life to the Chicago Bulls. And look, he's averaging about 26 a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists a game, shooting almost 50% from the field. Why the change for DeMar DeRozan?
Man, DeMar DeRozan has always been that same player, in my opinion. You know, he's been extremely consistent over the years. But now you pair him with Zach LaVine, and what they can do is they kind of just take turns handling the scoring load, and then you got Lonzo Ball, who me and Rob have had our share of arguments about playing off ball, and he's comfortable, and he darn near hit 6 or 7 threes in the game. And actually, the turning point in the game, Lonzo Ball hits a three, and I don't know if you guys have seen the new NBA rule, but now they're looking for, if you go and kick a guy or you grab a guy trying to draw a foul, Lonzo Ball grabs one of the defenders, tries to draw a foul. The ball goes in, it gets turned as an offensive foul towards Lonzo Ball when he didn't have to grab the defender on the way down. So you like the league really cleaning up these type of rules, but in all reality, it's penalized guys like Damian Lillard, you know, James Harden. You can't, you know, they can't get those same calls that they used to get on the perimeter. But it was an intriguing turn of events seeing that happen because Lonzo actually makes the three, but he kind of follows through, which is natural because you want to get the call as a shooter.
All right.
Rob?
Yeah, I got one last thing, Ryan. We got about a minute to go.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask you about the Nets. 14-5, right? Almost 750 ball without Kyrie. I'm not saying that they're a well-oiled machine, but they continue to win. They blew out Boston the other night. What do you make of the Nets so far?
Man, they're extremely talented. You can't say enough about the acquisition of a guy like Patty Mills, you know, has that Spurs heritage in him. It just plays hard and does a job each and every night. I want to throw this out to you guys about the Nets because I still really see them coming out of the East once they get things together. I think if all goes well with kind of COVID and the NBA rules and protocols after the holiday season, which I think everyone was looking for and watching, I think the rules and regulations have a strong chance, don't quote me on this, my opinion, of loosening up, and we could see Kyrie Irving back in action. None of that would surprise me. So I got my eyes open to that and just, you know, intrigued to see what Kyrie's looking at, what workouts he's doing. I mean, Rob, you know, Andy, you know, I've never seen a situation like this ever in the league, you know, and right. Normally guys sit out for other reasons, but this is intriguing. You know, Andrew Wiggins was like, shoot, man, I'm about to get this shot.
Right. You know? Well, the only other thing, though, is that, don't forget, New York City has, just like they had in San Francisco, it's a citywide ordinance about being indoors. So New York City would have to change. It's not about the NBA.
Yep.
It's New York City. So
the new mayor
takes over in January already said, yeah, that he's not changing any of the ordinance about COVID. So we'll see if that changes or if Kyrie changes his mind. But we appreciate you as always, my man. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Anytime, man. You guys sounded amazing, man. Rob, man. Go easy, man. Go easy.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey.
What, man?
I'm coming. What? I'm coming to Houston on the 5th or 6th, and I'm coming to a game. I'm gonna come see you.
Can we grab a bite to eat or something, man?
Yes.
Hey, Andy, man, this guy's supposed to be like my mentor for day one. I guess
yes.
He's the best.
I'll see you. I'll see you in Houston. Thank you.
Hey, Andy, with mentors like this, man, golly.
He's Ryan Hollins. Get him on Twitter at TheRyanHollins. Yes. There you go. And let us know about that dinner on the 5th. There we go. All right. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. This is The Odd Couple. I'm in for Chris Broussard on Fox Sports Radio. Now, Saturday is a big day for one college coach. We'll tell you all about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, the Will PJ. He break the hex on Saturday? We'll get to that in just about a minute. He is Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman, and for Chris Broussard, and together we are the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Robbie, do you know the song of the show?
Was this Eddie Murphy's The PJs?
Yes.
You got it, bingo! Bingo! How do you like
right.
that?
That's right. I remember that show. I don't know. Was that a Fox show, too?
I think so.
I think it was, yes.
You know, when Fox first came on the air, and you remember this, they had a lot of black shows on there. Remember that?
Yes. They were a leader in that, in African-American yes. shows. They really were. And it was great. Yep. It really helped them out ratings-wise. And then they
time.
Went mainstream. Then they
well,
went mainstream.
Well, you know, right. You know, after they used us to get started. You know
I
what
get
I mean?
It. I get it. You know, I hear you. It's the way it is, you know? All right. By the way, for years... You know, Michigan has been used by Ohio State. This is one of the great rivalries in college football, and they meet this week. And I tell you what it means right now, the win means it's going to be a pair of one-loss teams in Ann Arbor on Saturday. And honestly, let's see what happens. Can Jim Harbaugh finally crack it and beat Ohio State? Because this time, look, both teams have one loss, and it's the last time this happened was in 72, 73, and 06. This is huge. This is big. Maybe bigger for Jim Harbaugh than for Michigan itself.
I think it's huge for Jim Harbaugh. I think his, you know, his, let's see, his pedigree and his resume has been damaged by what's happened in Ann Arbor. He's 0-5 against Ohio State. Here's a chance. You know, they got embarrassed by Michigan State. Only to see Michigan State get embarrassed by Ohio State, right?
Wow,
so you yeah. start to go like, well, what's going on with Michigan and how big were the wins that they had this year? If they get mopped out by Ohio State, remember, he had to take a pay cut to stick around at Michigan when they gave him an extension. Right. I mean, Andy, how many big-time coaches in college football taking a pay cut?
Well, here's the deal. He's a favorite son there. Any other school, he would have been gone.
Right.
They love him there. I mean, it's be very difficult to fire him.
If it was Brady Hoke doing the same thing that he's done, I'm telling you, they would have run him out of Ann Arbor years ago.
Right. He'd have to change his name, really.
And hey, Brady Hoke, when he was there, his nickname on the radio was Brady Joke. I mean, that was so bad.
I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that they get tight. They get that tight butt when they see Ohio State. And look, there's been a couple of Ohio State coaches that have lost their deal for not beating Michigan over the years. This is a big game. It really is. For alums, for fans,
John
for
Cooper,
everybody else.
Right? He lost
John
his
Cooper.
Gig.
Right? Yep. That's it. It really is. So, but Ohio State put up 56 points last week. Michigan dropped 59 on Maryland last week. And we'll see what happens on Saturday. But I got to believe that right now Jim Harbaugh is locked up somewhere figuring out how could I beat this team by not putting 12 against 11.
They got to win this game. This is a huge game. Even last year, you saw like Jim Harbaugh's star, like he couldn't return to the NFL even if he wanted to. Say he didn't want to take a pay. You remember last year, no one was interested in Jim Harbaugh. And there were seven right. jobs open. This guy went to three straight NFC championship games, had a trip to the Super Bowl. Remember, was the guy credited for getting Colin Kaepernick into the mix and making a star out of him in the league, Andy, for a short time. And there were no takers. Even the Lions had a job opening, and his name was Mudd in Michigan that the Lions didn't even interview him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now, Ohio State right now, they remain unbeaten in the Big Ten. They play Michigan Saturday, as we mentioned, a chance to lock down the Big Ten East and play for the conference championship. So that's a big deal for Ohio State right now. And I tell you what, after looking at Ohio State the last several weeks and what they've developed and how they molded themselves and kind of cleaned up that defense, I think there's a real good chance that Ohio State can, in fact, beat Georgia.
Wow. But here's the other thing, too, and Ryan Day is their coach, and everybody thought at Michigan, right, that once Urban Meyer left, this was going to open up the door for Jim Harbaugh, wasn't it?
Right.
And it didn't happen, Andy. It didn't happen. That's why I think this is a bigger game for Michigan. He's been there, how many years? Is it 6 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, 6 years. And Michigan, he came there to give Michigan a chance to play in the big game, to be in the college football playoff, not to win. Like I hear people go, well, they're relevant now and they win 10 games. No, that's not why you got Jim Harbaugh. It's to be in the college football playoff.
So let's plan the future for a second. What happens if, in fact, Michigan loses, which I think they probably will lose? What happens? Does Jim Harbaugh remain? I think he'll still be at Michigan as their coach.
Yeah, but he'll be diminished and how people view him if they get rolled come Saturday.
Unbelievable. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. I'm in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple. And by the way, can you trust this guy? We'll tell you all about that next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.